Indiana University's College of Arts and Sciences has a new theme for every semester, or rather, as they call it, a new themester. This fall's themester is Identity and Identification. To celebrate this, the IU Theater Department is putting on a production of Brandon Jacob Jenkins's Everybody. Its director, Lauren Deesh, sat down with us to tell us a little more about herself, the play, and how there's something in it for everyone.
It's funny. As much as I'm talking about life and death, like, it's funny. It's a comedy. It's an unusual play. If you're thinking about a play as, like, Oklahoma, this is very different. So just come, have a good time.
Lauren has been working in theater for many years. For every production she oversees, she carries a specific mindset and goal with her.
I moved to Minneapolis-St. Paul about 12 or 13 years ago, I guess now. Lived there and worked there for 11 years, working as an actor, working as a director, occasionally even a playwright. And my day job was administering as an associate artistic director and a director of education for a theater company that used theater to create change, particularly for students around social issues, but also for folks like in elder care, using theater to be therapeutic. And I really carry that work with me. To be storytelling in theater is best when the audience is thinking about a thing when they're leaving. And I don't mean it has to be heavy all the time, but it's thinking about what you just saw. It's provoking thought. It's provoking joy. It's provoking folks to reexamine a part of themselves.
Everybody is one of Deesh's most challenging productions, but even so, its message and content is something that makes the challenge worthwhile for Deesh.
Everybody is about man's, or humans, I should say, rather, struggle to accept our own mortality and dismantling that idea that we need to fear what comes next, that's something that's scary. It is scary. It's just more that everybody goes through it. It's a play about life. It's a play about death. And it's a play that asks us to be kind. This has been a very challenging production. We have a short turnaround time, and we've had some external challenges too. We've had illness because we're not quite out of COVID yet, and other just general illness. Honestly, my cast is so phenomenal. I don't know that I could have done it with a different group of people, because the folks I have are just so dedicated to telling the story as well.
According to Deesh, the show will remain true to Jacob Jenkins's original script, and they will even be utilizing its infamous lottery method. Deesh describes for us what exactly the lottery method is, as well as the challenges her actors face when incorporating this element.
We're doing a lottery as well at IU. So I have 5 very skilled actors who have memorized basically 2/3 of this play. We're using a bingo ball, which I think a couple of other productions have done in the past. But basically, they will roll that bingo ball, and whatever color ball comes out will be the role or track that they play that night. So it is going to be a completely live lottery. My actors are both loving and hating me for this process. There's always going to be troubles when you ask people to memorize that much work and think about the show in as many different perspectives as they're thinking about the show. There was one scene where we have 3 characters on stage at one time, and it's not a very long scene, but it was one of the most difficult for the actors to learn, because they're like, okay, am I everybody? Okay, this is what I'm doing when I'm everybody. This is how I'm thinking about it. Okay, now I'm cousin. Okay, now I'm kinship. And I feel like it was something that is hard to do, and I deeply, deeply am impressed with the work that the actors have done.
Everybody will make its debut at the Wellmetz Theater this Friday, September 30th at 7:30 p.m. Other showtimes will take place on October 1st and October 4th through the 8th at 7:30 p.m., with an additional matinee showing for 2 p.m. on October 8th. Further details can be found on the Indiana University Theater Department website or from the IU Auditorium box office.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Daniela Richardson.